angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
And she conceived of the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto me according to thy word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt amongst us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
With us, Thank you.
Afternoon to you. It is Radio Veritas coming to you live on 576 AM, otherwise on 870 DSTV Audio Bouquet. I'm Sheila Pirgin. Thank you so much for being here with us. It is the Holy Hour, a time where we come together to put forward our prayer intentions for today's Mass. And of course, being a Tuesday, we have Father Ron in the studio. He'll be celebrating Mass for us at around 12:30. In the meantime, feel free to give us a call on 011-452-7115 with your prayer intentions. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Good afternoon, Sheila. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you?
Fine. It's Maria from Montana, Sheila.
Yes, Maria.
I'd just like to put on the altar my sister's husband is very ill with cancer in his liver. And I think it's on his end now. And I pray for my sister also and all the people who are sick.
Yeah.
Also for my daughter. And may God help us to go through this.
And what's your brother-in-law's name?
Ronnie.
Ronnie. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll keep Ronnie in our prayers, eh?
Thank you, Sheila. Have all a nice day.
You too, Maria.
Take it easy.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's 15 minutes after 12. We're still taking prayer intentions on 011-452-7115. We pray in a special way, of course, for all those who have cancer, and we also pray for their family, especially those who are in the last days. With that said, feel free to give us a call on 011-452-7115 with your prayer intentions. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Hello, Sheila.
Hello, Imelda. How are you?
I'm all right. How did you sleep last night?
I slept well, thank you. What about yourself, Imelda?
Fine.
That's good.
Sheila,
yes.
Place me on the altar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be rich financially because if I can have a lot of money, I'll forget God.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But Sheila, please place me on the altar. I want peace and joy and happiness. I must just forget what happened in the past, the pains that I've gone through with. Thank you, Sheila.
You're most welcome. Thanks for the call, Imelda. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You on Veritas, hello?
How are you, Sheila?
I'm all right. And how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Who am I speaking? Busi, yes.
Yes. Please may put my mom on the altar.
Yeah.
And myself and my son and all my family. and put all the daughters of St. Anne on the altar for me. Thank you all, Sheila.
You most welcome. Thank you so much for
the call. May God bless you all the Radio Veritas.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you too, Busi. Go well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You on Veritas, good afternoon.
Hello, you?
I'm all right, thanks. And how are you?
I'm good, maybe. Could my message send you?
Certainly. Who am I speaking to?
Yes, thank you, Tolani Madiba.
Yes, Tolani.
May I please put my mom on the altar?
Uh-huh.
And my sister?
Yes?
And my sister, Francisca, who got healing from cancer?
Yeah.
And myself also, and my fellow family.
Okay. All right.
And I put for Father, my priest, Father Kent, Father Tarang, OMI, Father Tabo, OMI, and all the priests all over the world, and all my bishop.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for the call, eh? Go out. Bye-bye. Good afternoon, you on Veritas. Who am I speaking to?
It's Julie Shayla. How are you?
I'm well, and how are you today?
I'm feeling fine today, thank God, Shayla.
That's good, Julie. Yes.
My special intentions are for my cousin Brian. He's really critical now. And, you know, that God must just keep the family and give him strength for what lies ahead. And for all the poor souls in purgatory, especially my mom and my dad and my brother, and for all the sick and the dying and the suffering and the persecuted, and for you, Shayla, and everybody at Veritas and Father Emil, and for everybody who needs a prayer and got nobody to pray for them, and for everybody's intentions.
Okay. Thank you so much for your call, Julie.
Okay.
Then go out.
Sheila, God bless you.
God bless you too, eh? Bye. You on Veritas, good afternoon.
Hello, Sheila.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, thanks, Sheila, how are you?
Oh, your line is very bad. It's very bad there, eh?
From the rainstorm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Let's give it a try, Gloria. Let's give it a try. Okay. Yes, what are your prayer intentions today?
Please pray for my family, Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
For my adopted son, Rita, who is having problems and is afraid to come home.
Yes.
And my grandmother asked me to pray for his two sons this morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to have to let Gloria go there. The line is just getting bad. It's 20 minutes after 12. We're still taking prayer intentions on 011-452-7115. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Sheila, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you, Jean?
I'm fine, Sheila.
That's good. Yes.
Sheila, I would like to offer mass for my deceased families. That is my husband, my parents, and my brother, all friends and relatives.
Yeah.
Holy souls in purgatory, special intentions, and also for Deacon Trevor Woods of St. Martin de Porres, who died yesterday. May his soul rest in peace. Your intentions and everyone in Veritas.
Okay, thank you so much for the call, Jean. We'll
remember
those
intentions. Okay, God bless you. Have a lovely day.
You too, eh? God bless.
Okay, bye.
You're on Veritas, hello?
Good afternoon, Sarah. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you, Bernadette?
I'm much better, thank you.
That's good. Good to know. Yes, Bernadette, what are we praying for today?
All my family's prayer intentions.
Hmm?
And all my family members that are not well.
Yeah.
And those are unemployed.
Okay. All right. You're most welcome. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. You're on Veritas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sheila. This is Margaret from Durban. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you, Margaret?
I'm very well, thank you, Sheila. My mass intention,
mm-hmm.
I would like this offered for the repose of the souls of Mr. John Peters and Matthew Peters, and also a Thanksgiving prayer to St. Teresa the Little Flower for prayers being answered. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you too, Margaret. Thank you for the call, eh?
Bye.
Bye-bye. You're on Veritas. Hello.
Hello, Sheila. How are you today?
I'm fine. And how are you, Leona?
I'm okay.
You're okay. Leona, you sound very far. I can barely hear you.
Okay. I was going to try and talk up. Just a little bit of a time.
Mm.
Okay. My prayer intention of today is to continue to hold my sister and my husband.
Yeah.
My sister, Lauren,
uh-huh.
Anthony, and Sheila.
Yes.
Before the Lord gives them the strength, you want to actually go and see him, but the mortuary wouldn't allow it. They said, no, it's best that they come. That's on the day of the funeral only. That will be on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So also for my whole family, for all my brothers and sisters, that the Lord just gives us the strength at this time to cope with this situation.
Yeah.
So thank you, God, for his love and his mercy. Giving us the peace and the comfort that can only come from him.
All right,
Leona. Radio Veritas.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good afternoon for all those who are sick at this moment, especially for those that suffer from cancer. And I also remember another lady who I keep communion to, Geraldine Clark, the Lord grant her peace, healing. Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Last mention. Have a good day.
All right, Leona, you are in our prayers, eh? Be strong. Go on. Bye-bye. It's 24 minutes after 12, and this is Radio Veritas Holy Hour, coming to you live on 576 AM, otherwise on 870 DSTV Audio Bouquet. Father Ron is already in the studio with us. Mass will start at around 12:30. The number to dial, rather, with your prayer intentions is 011-452-7115, and my name is Shayla. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Sheila, how are you? This is Pindi from Diocese of Rustenburg.
Yes, Pindi, how are you?
Pindi.
Oh, Pindi, okay.
Yes, Lekhwale.
Yes, welcome. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, and you. I just want to put my husband on the altar to pray intention for him because he's going to be ordained as a deacon.
Oh, lovely.
On the 17th of July.
Congratulations, eh? Okay.
Yes, I just want to give a praise to my Bishop Kevin Dowling.
Uh-huh.
And my parish priest, Father Ken.
Yes.
And also the sisters of Bridget.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my family too, I like to put them on the altar so that we can have the celebration of the ordination very well.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's also his birthday month.
Oh, my.
He's been ordained on the 17th of July, and on the 29th of July is his birthday.
Wow, double the blessings. Well, congrats, Pidi, and we'll keep you in our prayers, you and your family.
Thank you.
Hey?
Thank you. And
thanks
you
for the call. Life. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're on Veritas? Okay, let's go to our next caller. Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Sheila. You're speaking to Danny Sile.
Yes,
how are you?
I'm well, and how are you, Danisile?
Good Shepherd.
Uh-huh.
Mary.
Yes.
I would like to remember in a special way our mother,
yeah.
Mrs. Lerato Maluleka, who passed on last year on the 16th of May. Remembering also all the sick and the families who are undergoing challenges in various homes, and they be put on the altar. Thank you, Sheila.
You're most welcome. Thank you so much for the call. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're on Veritas, hello?
Hello, Sheila. It's Doris here.
How are you today?
Fine, thank you, Sheila. And how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Yes, Doris.
Sheila, my best intentions is for blessings and graces received for the souls of the faithful departed, for my husband and children and grandchildren, that they would be, our Lord will protect and guide them, and also for Pope Francis and all religious.
Okay, all right.
And not forgetting yourself and your family, Sheila.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Doris.
Thanks, Sheila.
All right, bye. Bye-bye. You're on Veritas, hello?
Hello, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, Sheila. This is Amy Clay, Sheila, from Our Lady Court of Azure in Bondo. I'd like to put on the altar the name of my daughter, Mary Margaret Van Eck.
Yeah.
Sheila, for the past 3 months, she's been waiting for her work permit to go and work overseas. And we'd like to pray for the Holy Spirit to release all her visas and all the documents that she can go and work for her children, sister.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, all
and,
right.
Also,
yes?
I want to pray for the repose of the soul of my late sister, Mary Swart, that she may be rest in peace.
Amen. Okay.
Thank you, sister.
You're most welcome. Thank you so much for the call. Go on. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sister. Bye.
You on Veritas, hello? Hello?
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm all right, thank you. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Pumla from Kroonstad.
Yes, Pumla.
Yes, Sheila, I'd like to put myself on the altar for God to grant me all my heart desires and to put my family on the altar for their special intentions and for God's mercy and protection all the time, Sheila.
Lovely. Thank you so much for the call, eh?
Okay, thank you, Pleasure,
right.
Sheila. Have
bye
a nice
bye.
Day.
You too, eh? God bless.
Okay, bye.
Bye. You're on Veritas. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, it's Mrs. Mambo from B. I just want to put my daughter on the altar.
Yes.
Had a little operation last night. Still on a drip. And for my son, who is with her, to give him guidance. And to give her back a health issue, she can go back to work, Sheila.
Please. Okay.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
God
keep
bless.
Well.
You too, eh? Bye-bye. Well, it's 12:30 today. We also remember the intentions from Vigilia Beans, who asked us to pray for health, blessings, and well-being of herself and family. Also for success and prosperity and for God's intercession in her life. Janelle asked us to pray for Prem Bashu on his birthday today. God's richest blessings today and always. And then Isaura asked us to please place on the altar the intentions of herself and family. Then we also have a couple of more intentions here from Eddie, asking us to please offer intentions for a young mother who is in a coma after a car accident, that she may be healed and able to see her baby talking. And then Jenny asks us to please place her family and friends on the altar for our Lord's love and protection. Megs also asks us to remember her intentions, and we have intentions of Anonymous asking us to pray for their mother and father and for God to end all the generational curses in their family. And then IT says, actually another Anonymous says, thanksgiving on the altar for God who has answered my prayers. Praying for Sifisu and Musawinkosi to be united as before. And then Moran Pama asks us to pray for Mahadi and Rob Butelezi on their 22nd wedding anniversary today. And we have an intention here from Alice, who asks us to place on the altar Thanksgiving Mass for prayers answered. We also pray for the gift of life for Jenny Rogers here at Veritas with us, who's celebrating her birthday today. And with that said, we keep encouraging you to remember Pope Francis' prayer intentions for the month of May, which is praying for the respect of women and for the Holy Rosary. With that said, we begin with Mass after the entrance hymn.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Have mercy on us, O Lord.
For we have sinned against you.
Show us, O Lord, your mercy.
And grant us your salvation.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that always pondering spiritual things, we may carry out in both word and deed that which is pleasing to you, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The reading is taken from the letter of St. James. You ask and do not receive, because you ask wrongly. Beloved, what causes wars and what causes fighting among you? Is it not your passions that are at war in your members? You desire and do not have, so you kill. And you covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and wage war. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly, to spend it on your passions. Unfaithful creatures, you do not know what friendship with the world is enmity with God. Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is in vain that the scripture says, he yearns jealously over the spirit which he has made to dwell in us. But he gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you men of double mind. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to dejection. Humble yourself before the Lord and he will exalt you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And the responsive psalm is, entrust your cares to the Lord and he will support you.
Entrust your cares to the Lord and he will support you.
I say, oh that I had wings like a dove, to fly away and be at rest. I would indeed escape far away and take refuge in the desert.
Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you.
I shall await him who saves me from the raging wind and tempest, engulf and confuse their speech. Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. For I see violence and strife in the city. Night and day they patrol its walls. In its midst are wickedness and evil.
Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you.
Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you. He will never allow the just man to stumble.
Entrust your cares to the Lord, and he will support you.
Far be it from me to glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and to the world.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples went on from the mountain and passed through Galilee. And he would not have anyone know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, the Son of Man will be delivered into the hands of men, and they'll kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise. But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to ask him. And they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, what were you discussing on the way? But they were silent. For on the way they had discussed with one another who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12. And he said to them, if anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. And he took a child and put him in the midst of them. And taking him in his arms, he said to them, Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus doesn't just liken himself to a child, but he says, when you open your heart to that child, you're opening your heart to me. I am that child. I am a child. God with a child's heart. God with that innocent and pure heart of a child that James talks about in the first reading. And we are invited to look at our own hearts. We also at the same time are saddened when we think of how many children are being killed in the womb. It's like they're killing Jesus. Jesus himself, God, has been killed over and over again. Let's receive them into our hearts in this Mass. Let us pray for those who don't realize what they are doing. Father, we can imagine and philosophize about you, abstract who you are as God, and yet Jesus says, take the child among you, the one that's in your midst, and there you'll find me, the closest to you. Jesus also said on another occasion, what you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me. We don't understand fully this mystery, but we are amazed. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord, we desire to have childlike hearts, innocent, pure, hearts of trust, hearts open to each other, hearts ready to be helped by others. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord, we bring to you all the prayers and petitions that have been sent in. We pray for Ronnie and others with cancer and very ill, and that person who had the operation yesterday. We just pray for healing for all of our sick, all of those that we were asked to pray for and place on the altar today. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord, we bring to you, Imelda, and all those that need healing of the past, healing of things that have happened. We pray for that family of us to be freed from the curses of their generations. Just reach down into the heart of each one, even those who have passed on, and just bring a freedom and a deliverance and a joy into their lives. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Lord, we pray for Jenny's birthdays today and all of those celebrating birthdays at this time. Bless them, including Father Rodney George. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
And Lord, we just bring to you all that we are asked to pray for, those whose death anniversaries are occurring at this time. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
If anyone in the studio would like to pray, please do so.
I would like to pray especially for people, special people in my life. At this point in time, Mrs. Monica Dube and her two sons, Vuyo and Monde, and also Margaret Sekoko and her husband, Peter, with Dumi and Tlotse. And all those people who are preparing for ordination in our Diocese of Rustenburg, especially Mr. Lekhwale in Ledig, that the Holy Spirit at this time hovering over us may give them the necessary graces that they want, that they need, and also a special healing for Sister Cecilia Mdebele, one of our sisters of St. Bridget, to be cured, and all those that I ought to pray for. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us. And Lord, we just bring to you the prayers in the hearts of all of those in the studio. Quite a few of them here this morning, you know, their needs, all of those that are listening to us, listening in to us. We make these prayers through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
And through the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble heart and contrite spirit, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice to you in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash away my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin, O Lord. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
As we celebrate your mysteries, O Lord, with the observance that is your due, we humbly ask you that what we offer to the honour of your majesty may profit us for salvation. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God. For in goodness you created man, and when he was justly condemned, in mercy you redeemed him, through Christ our Lord. Through him the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exaltation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim.
Holy.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Bucci, and Duncan, our bishops, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours for ever and ever.
Amen.
At the Saviour's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign for ever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we may experience the effects of the salvation which is pledged to us by these mysteries, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God. It's exactly a minute after one that brings us to the end of our live broadcast of Mass. Father Ron, thank you so much for celebrating Mass for us here today. And thank you to everyone who joined us here in the studio. Lots of brand new faces. Good to see you all. Hope to see you again here. And of course, to our technical producer, Kenny, thank you so much for your work. And not forgetting to all our other listeners, thank you for always supporting the Holy Hour. We'll be back again tomorrow at 12 noon. Until then, God bless you and ciao, ciao.